You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, kids. 7:07 in the morning on the Wake Up Tucson show. I did my lotus position and my aromatherapy after getting a little cranky on the story we just ran at KVOA. Thanks to Alexis Burdine for doing
Thanks
that.
Thanks to KVOA for at least somebody doing that.
Right.
Good job.
Bud Foster would never do that story.
Oops.
Sorry, did I just say Bud Foster? 7:07 in the morning, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. We do have a party coming up, Ed. And it's supposed to be like wintry that day now.
Not too soon. There's good. I can wear my U of A sweatshirt.
That's
finally
true.
Right? All right. My little. You can wear your NAU beanie.
That's true. I got a couple of NAU beanies.
You know, and here we go.
So we're next Tuesday at the Arizona Sands Club, North End Zone, the beautiful club up there. It's free to join, free to attend, 5:30 start. You must RSVP at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. There is a limit because of the Rona regulations. So once we hit 100, you're not allowed to come in at that point. So park at the Cherry Garage. They're going to validate your first hour. And then I think it's a lousy $2 after that. An hour or something like that. So please join us. A fabulous buffet and soft drinks are included in your price of nothing. And then, of course, as Ed and I have, we're always worried about the bar bills that you guys tally up. We're not paying for your liquor, so that's on you. So please join us Tuesday. And then also remember, save the date. December 8th is the holiday party.
Look at us,
so
man.
It's going to be an extra special one. We can't tell you why yet, but we will. And then remember, Joe Higgins and I are bringing the band back together for election night coverage.
Yay.
And Bruce and Paul Ash Management are the sponsor of it. And we are actually going to do our election night coverage at St. Philip's Plaza, where the GOP is having their party for Pima County. So we'll be out there with craft beers and killer tacos.
and talking politics. That'll be great.
And some tequila from Reforma.
Sweet.
It's good living. So thanks to Paul Ash Management for their sponsorship. Continuing our elections 2020 interviews, we have a guy I haven't seen in a while, Mark Fincham. He is LD11, House of Representatives. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Man, they're going after you, kid.
Really? Yeah.
They are. Oh, you would not believe, Ed, the amount of out-of-state money.
$197,000 so far.
That is going after Republicans running in the House of Representatives. Because, you know, one of the nightmare things for the Democrats in 2016 was not only Trump beating Hillary, but they lost all these state houses across the country. And Arizona has maintained that, and it's kind of thin right now. What's the margin right now for Republicans?
We're 31-29. So, yeah, every member has to be there. And it kind of gets in the way of our ability to do business, because from time to time, because we are a very active legislature,
yep.
From time to time, we'll have members that have to travel from Tucson or from Arizona to D.C., Arizona to Dallas, other places, just trying to formulate the best possible representation that we have for people here. So it's thin.
I was playing a YouTube yesterday, and they did the scary music, and you in like horrible black and white photo that they muddled up, because they're just coming after you, both guns blowing, baby.
It's insane, and this is a $24,000 a year job,
right?
Okay, so it's not about it, the only thing this is about is seizing power,
of course,
and it's for the folks that are listening.
Welcome to politics.
Well, it's yeah, exactly, but I don't think people think about this. I mean, you take a look at the race for governor and all of that in the last election, and Ducey runs up the board 17 points, but we lose the Secretary of State.
Right.
And when we talk to people, they say, "Well, you know, I voted for one Republican and one Democrat so that we would have bipartisan government." That's not how it works, folks. Because now you've got two individuals who are at loggerheads over very different policies.
It's also who's the candidate, right? How did they run?
Right.
Because, you know, when you see how many more votes Doug got than Martha in her Senate race,
right?
You say, well, how did that happen? Well, I think one ran a better candidate. One was, well, first of all, Doug had a crappy candidate to run against.
Yes.
Garcia was weak.
Yeah.
You know, and then Martha had a great candidate to run against, which is Sinema.
Right.
You may not agree with Sinema, but damn it, she's a good candidate.
Well, but there's also some things that happened that shouldn't have happened, like abuse of the emergency voting centers and all that stuff. Adrian Fontes is a train wreck as a recorder.
When you look at how many votes Martha lost by, you would never say that to me again because it was a lot.
Well, what I'm talking about, there's a number of factors, but that's past history.
So
let's talk about today.
So in relation to you're a guy looking at the big picture of all this,
mm-hmm.
and including your own race, right? What do you think? What do you feel when you look at all the various races that you know are contested races that may go one way or the other? What do you say for that? What do you think?
There's a couple of factors that are involved in this. One is, you mentioned the out-of-state money, which I found very interesting because the Democrats just banged the drum hard about we need to get rid of dark money and out-of-state money.
Right.
And they're the beneficiaries of $20 million in cash coming into Arizona from Silicon Valley and Bloomberg and all the people who basically want to buy our government. That's what it's down to. They want to buy our government. So I think that... And I believe for a long time, it's message over money.
Right.
When you have a good message, I'm not so sure that people can spend enough money to overcome that. They can make it close, because there's always going to be the gullible. There's going to be the disenfranchised, the, as I think Rush calls them, the low information voter. It's not a part of their life. They don't follow political things. They see one thing bad, and it's called halo effect. They see one thing bad, and it ruins them forever. As we talk to a lot of the people who are boots on the ground, knocking on doors, you know, the people, just neighbors. Last night, I'm in front of my house, live in a fairly conservative neighborhood. Three different couples with their kids out walk and say, hey, we want you to know we voted for you. And I asked them why. Well, because you stand up for our values. We know you're getting your teeth kicked in, but you're still there. And we want a fighter. We don't want somebody who's just going to roll over. That message is resonating, especially in the Hispanic community. NHRA, and I'm not talking about the drag race guys. I'm talking about the National Hispanic Republican Assembly. They're... numbers are exploding in Southern Pima County, Santa Cruz County.
So that means membership of the organization?
Membership. They're starting new chapters. They're getting out and knocking on doors. And frankly, they're reporting that so many Democrats feel that they have been taken for granted for so long, particularly Hispanic Democrats, that they no longer trust the Democrat Party, especially when they're into abortion and infanticide and... some of the stuff that they're just, you know, defund the police. These are law and order people.
Yep.
These are people that don't want that in their community. For heaven's sakes, they moved out. Many of them moved out of countries where that was the rule, and they came here for safety. So when you have people like the mayor of Tucson and some of her acolytes, I heard you talking about Lane Santa Cruz, when you hear that kind of far leftist rhetoric... It didn't work out so well for Venezuela, did it? It didn't work out so well for El Salvador, did it?
You make a good point, because if you have people who have left some of these dangerous countries, and if they were living there and you said, you know, we should have less cops, not more,
right.
They would say.
Right. And I would love to hear from people. You know, I'm happy to give my email address out, my phone number. You can reach me at Mark Finchem. That's FINCHEM at me.com. So it's super simple. Or you can call me at 520-808-7340. I take calls. And if I can't take the call, I'm on the phone with somebody else. Try getting that from a congressman, or try getting that from some of the representation in other halls of government. I serve my constituents to the best of my ability.
All right. Hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a campaign question. I'm going to ask you a question about your job of currently being a House of Representatives member in the state of Arizona.
Okay.
Mark Finchem, Christy Simone, Ed Alexander. It's a Zoot Suit Riot, Ed Alexander. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. We have the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, in the third hour. Wake up.
Play it, Steve. Steve Cropper's birthday today, man. He was still jamming.
Doesn't have a car dealership down in Nogales?
Could be, yeah.
Oh, that's Larry Cropper?
Oh.
This is Steve Cropper.
Mm.
He just played Sam and Dave a couple weeks ago.
Amazing.
I think it was Sam and or Dave's birthday.
Yep.
Whatever.
It was Sam's birthday.
That's right. 7:22 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. We have one more segment with Mark Fincham running for re-election in LD-11, state representative. Before I get to my two questions, you're selling a side of beef.
Well, we have raffle tickets. They're $100 a ticket.
Right.
For a side of grass-fed, grain-finished beef that'll be ready about February. Be
okay.
Packed here in Arizona. And we'll get it to you if you win a ticket. So you can call me.
It's going to be all cut up and ready to go.
We're not going to put a half a cow in a truck.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure we have all the details.
Well, we also have a firearm that is yet to be identified that will be donated on this as well. 300 ticket limit.
Okay.
We're cutting it off. And the whole point of this is to raise $30,000. It's closing funds for some of our candidates that are close but not quite there on their budget number. So,
okay. You
know, $2,000 here, $25,000 there makes a difference, especially when you're trying to run radio ads and you're out of gas.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're trying to do, and it's an effort to hold the house. Now, people can get tickets by writing me at markfincham@me.com, or they can call me at 520-808-7340, and I'll get them hooked up with a ticket.
Tell me about a big thing for Republicans is the, we always say it every year, the get out the vote.
Yeah.
Do we feel, I feel like this is the best I've seen in relation to reminding and pushing Republicans.
Oh, we're hammering it. And in fact, I listened to your segment with Mercedes, and it's even better than that.
Yep.
And I think the one thing that helped is a Kamala Harris statement. If you support Donald Trump, we are going to come after you. That's on video, and that has been everywhere. We're going to hunt you down. Even Democrats.
She really said we're going to hunt you down?
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
Yeah. I'll have to try and dig it up and send it to you.
Please.
We're coming for you. If you are a Trump supporter, we're coming for you. So knowing that that threat is out there, and knowing that the Obama administration targeted Tea Party folks through the IRS, you now have moderate Democrats who are saying, this isn't my party. I don't know what these people are doing. So you've got them coming across the aisle. They've said, look, I'm going to remain Democrat, but I'm voting straight Republican all the way down to the bottom of the ticket, including Benny White. Just because they're fearful of retribution. They're fearful of the direction that party is going. So the get out the vote thing has been super easy. I know you kind of live up in the area that I'm at. We got people that are writing handwritten notes to folks, their neighbors, saying, I am so afraid of what is going to happen to our country and our state.
I think the Pima GOP has done their best get out the vote.
Yeah.
That they've done good commercials.
Since I've lived here.
Yeah, the one with Laura talking about stop voting Democrat was great. Bob Branch at the Power of Fives has put his money this month. There's this great commercial we have with the daughter and the mom talking about how they're no longer going to vote Democrat.
Right.
And the mom talks about the Democrats calling our Catholic faith a cult and different things like that. And this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this as a full court press.
Well,
the
left is going so far to the left, nobody recognizes them anymore.
And then the other one, Ed, is the old golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
So they're sending out this to all the Republicans. Make sure you vote all the way down to the bottom.
Yep.
Kind of thing. And you know what the greatest thing I've learned about this? It works, but no, even better than that, Vince Leach's real first name.
Vendin.
Yeah. I'm going to be calling him Vendin the rest of his life.
What's your other question?
Question about your job of being a representative is when we look at these COVID lockdowns, right? We see these schools who don't let these kids back in the classroom. I know that a big influence of this is the lawyers talking about liability.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's a business, but also you just know the TUSD's got their own problems. But some of these school districts like Amphi, I mean, they're run by a lawyer, Amphi. I mean, Todd Yeager's a lawyer, right? You know his liability stuff's going. Doug doesn't, no one's calling a special session. You guys aren't working. What the hell is going on that we cannot get some sort of liability legislation done? Because it's tiring.
So there's a lot to unpack there, and I'll try and do it fast.
And we have 2.5 minutes.
Okay. So, first of all, the Democrats in the last session called sine die in the Senate after we had passed the legislation that would have raised the bar on liability to gross negligence.
But some Republicans also voted sine die, including Vendon.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Vendon voted sine die.
Okay.
You had Brophy McGee, you had Carter, and you had Boyer. They're the Republicans that sided with the Democrats to vote sine die.
All right. I'll double check.
We had the legislation sitting there because all of this lockdown, all of this garbage that we're seeing is not to make you safe. It's not government's job to make you safe. It's government's job to get out of your way.
Right.
And because they're so fearful of litigation, it's like, well, until somebody moves, until we get something, we're not going to do anything. Okay? Now, make no mistake. We are not working. I'm working harder right now out of session than I did when we were in session.
But you guys need to be in session.
I'd love to be in session, Chris.
Show up to work.
We have 31-29 split. We got to have 45 members call for a special session. And right now, the Democrats are pleased as punch that we are not in session. And Doug Ducey has no intention of calling us back because he knows that one of the very first things that's going to happen is I'm going to drop a bill that will
cut
require
his emergency powers.
He's got 14 days to make his case. This is going to be a constitutional amendment that will be put out to the people. Upon declaration of a public health emergency, you got 14 days to justify it in front of the House and Senate. And if it is going to continue, you have to come back every 14 days.
I like that.
For advice and consent. We got to put an end to this stuff. These are dictatorial powers that are trampling all over our Constitution and our statutes.
Amen on that one, Mark Fincham.
And I got it done.
What's your website for your campaign?
VoteFincham.com. But again, it's easier for you to just send me an email to Mark Fincham. That's MarkFin, like Nancy, CHEM, like Mark, @me.com. Or you can text me or call me at 520-808-7340.
Thanks for a good half hour of discussion. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
All right. That's also where you can get your side of beef raffle ticket also.
Indeed. Indeed.
It's all right. All right. Good luck. When we come back, remember we got Chris King and the Secretary of the Interior in the third hour. Wake up. It's 7:35 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Chris and Ed and you, 790-2040 is the number. This hour of Wake Up brought to you by Cabco AZ Central Arizona Block. Now, Benny White put this out, but then Jesse Lugo just sent to me, and I'm glad he did because it helped me. It helped remind me. So the lady who's running against Benny White, the one that admits she knows,
scooter.
Yeah, who knows nothing. She's admitted she knows nothing about being the recorder.
Right.
See, this is a perfect Pima County experiment. Do you guys understand this?
Yes. Yes.
This is the equivalent of running a toaster with a D behind its name.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so confident in your. This is not a dig on Ms. Cazares Kelly as a human being and child of God.
Right.
It's the idea that you could run a toaster against Benny White, and you still might win because of the Democrat advantage in the county. This woman has admitted, I don't know anything about the job. Nothing.
Do you know how much anxiety there is about this election, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody knows how much, right?
Right.
Could you imagine putting somebody with, quote, no experience in this position to run this election? That's what you would do if you vote for that lady.
It's like having Lane Santa Cruz run for Pima County Sheriff.
Oh, could happen.
That's what we're talking about.
Could happen.
Right? So, this is the best one. Miss Cazares Kelly has, on her expense side of her campaign finance report, she's paying herself as an employee out of the campaign funds she's receiving. Okay.
Ooh.
So she's paid herself this summer $5,500 to herself under the word labor. So think about that. If no one prosecutes this, which they won't, right, the Arizona Daily Star, Useless Dylan, and the Weekly will never cover this. Okay? That a candidate is paying themselves, quote, labor out of the money they're getting donations to run an election. All right? There's a huge... Now we just had the discussion about the cops and how the city council doesn't care about any of their things, and assaulting a cop, having a councilwoman assault a cop means nothing. Right? But here's the best part. Let's add a little bit more to it. You can now, as a Democrat in Pima County running for office, just pay yourself a monthly amount out of the donations feeder to go pay your bills. Now think about this. How many of these D's are running in uncontested state legislature groups, right? Because of the numbers are so heavy, right? And they're using clean elections. What if you use clean election money one day that's from the taxpayers, and then at the same time, you're paying yourself labor? I mean, at least in the old days, these candidates used to hide it under, they were taking all these people out for all these bigwig donors out for dinner. I got to give her credit. She's honest. I'm literally paying myself graft out of the election, out of the donations, so I can go whatever I'm doing. As the great Yakov Smirnoff once said, Vata Kantra.
Unstinking believable. Only.
Matthew Neely. What's up, brother?
Unreal. You talk to anybody who's ever run for office, and they'll tell you about the hours and hours and hours of labor they put in. You know, that's a pretty good deal. So, you know, first, the fact that this hasn't even been reported in the paper is just pathetic. It just shows you how pathetic the local media is, and especially the print media. And, secondly, I found it interesting that a 28-year veteran who's held that office, Ms. Rodriguez, admitted, surprisingly, that she was surprised by all the turnout. She's surprised that they got so many ballots back. So, which I'm thinking, you've been in elected office for 28 years, and you admitted to people that you were caught off guard? That is ridiculous. They know exactly how many... They know exactly how many ballots they sent out. They know exactly how the visibility and the rhetoric swirling around this election. And then she admits that they're surprised by so many people voting, you know, all the stuff that people have been doing to encourage people to vote.
All right, you'll get a giggle snort out of this from Billy Beard. Barbara LaWall will make sure that she leaves all the details of a potential prosecution of Ms. Cazares Kelly her last day in office. I'm sure Laura Conover will get right on that.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, to get them drinking
Bill
and partying.
Beard,
thank you.
Billy Beard would be a multimillionaire several times over just off of his last campaign if he was paying himself. So,
it's so ridiculous. Anyway, it's ridiculous we're having this conversation in this damn county.
The Star.
And this lady's got to get tens of thousands of votes, okay? It's crazy.
So Rodriguez says she was surprised, and they kind of had to enact a bunch of contingency plans to get caught up. Well, imagine what then the Star endorsed somebody they know, and they said, who has no experience. And I believe she said to Jan Scheer at the Green Valley Daily News that she also has no supervisory experience. So no elections experience, no recorder experience, no supervisory experience. What could possibly go wrong? And they endorse her.
She's got the experience on paying herself the VIG.
She figured that one out real darn quick, didn't she? Good for her, man. It's a quick study.
All you need is two pieces of paper and some carbon paper in between, and you can be a recorder, okay? What the hell is there to know?
So over the years, right, we know candidates. We've talked about them, right? We have candidates that we know do pay for some of their lifestyle out of campaign funds. This is not a new thing, all right? And we've seen, right? So what they do is they hide it, though, right? They have travel expenses, right? Hotels, I told you before, nice lunches and dinners with, quote, donors, right? they pay a lot of their gas out of that, whether or not it's campaign. I tell you, instead of banging on Ms. Cazares Kelly, I want to give her credit. She literally said, I am taking the money from the political donors and I'm shoving it right in my pocket. So hold on. Thank you. Thank you for your brutal honesty. Indigenous woman rolling through, whatever it says on her bicycle thing.
Matt? The video that she posted where she's chasing people on a sidewalk out of the way, yeah, that was...
So, I'm telling you, man, I can't make that story up. Paying yourself and putting it down is labor. So...
Yeah. Doesn't get much more Bush League than this, does it?
Now, does that set great dangerous precedent now in Pima County? Just to make things worse, you can now run for office as a Democrat, take the money directly into your pocket, right? And it's going to be accepted practice in Pima County.
That's right. Set precedent.
It's Einstein once said something like that should be termed as amazeballs. I think it was Einstein. I'm not sure.
Have a good one.
Matthew, thank you for your contribution to this wonderful show. Thank you, sir.
We'll see you.
7:44 in the morning. Let's go to break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the 50 jobs downtown.
Oh, the new company.
Yes.
Okay.
10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
Adrian, it's a jungle, baby.
Adrian Ballou. It's called Hot Zoo. Here we go. The Stray Cat Strut, which was approved by the Pliskin Acres City Council as the actual anthem.
Thank you.
Of Pliskin Acres. Got a shoe thrown at him by a mean old man. I wonder who that was. Anyway, 7:15 in the morning. I got to talk about this dealio with the 50 jobs downtown.
This is the new their athletic wear. It's high tech athletic wear. It's like stuff that you don't sweat in. And if you did sweat in,
wearable tech.
It would if you sweat in it, they would send the sweat to like Yuma instead.
Now here's the thing. Right. Let me put my positive hat on for about a millisecond. Okay. There's nothing going on in downtown Tucson right now.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 jobs coming downtown. Like I said on my face, I told this to Zach, and then I when we were talking between shows, I said, hey, when you're Tucson and you've had these losers running your economic development world, right, between the governments and Chalupa Corridor and all these things, when you're starving, even a half-eaten pork chop laying on the sidewalk looks pretty good. Now, this is not a reflection of this guy, Joey Rodolfo. I want to get this guy on the show. I just want to talk to a guy named Joey Rodolfo. Okay? But let's go through this a little bit. So, what's interesting is, you got to take all the pieces. So, I got the Chalupa Corridor press release, which is hilarious because it's the same press release they've sent out with all these other, it's the same form, they just changed the names a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
He's working hard.
Okay. But we'll get to that in a second. So what you do is you go to the so the story by Rico in the Star gives you how much money Rio Nuevo gave to this guy as subsidized. Okay. So I guess his subsidized rent gets him down to $11 a square foot, which is really reasonable.
That's amazing.
Okay. So he's making, there's also a thing where Joey used to have a house at Star Pass, so he's not this new guy to Tucson.
Mm.
Okay. And when it says he wants to escape Seattle, got that too.
Mm-hmm.
But when Joey Rodolfo says Tucson's business friendly, that means it's cheap.
Yeah.
$11 a square foot.
That's an amazing number.
$500,000 from Rio Nuevo for 50 jobs. Let's get the abacus out. Oh, also, at least in the Trio press release by the Grand Laura Shaw, we have, they're moving into the Symphonia RX former home. Hmm. Who owns that?
Fletcher.
Thank you. Now Fletcher, I love Fletcher. It's not the idea that, but it's just interesting that the guy who's the head of Rio Nuevo is they're now renting his former house, and Rio Nuevo gave him a half a mil. Okay. subsidized rents in there too. But let's do this. Let's take 500,000. I'm not just not as good as I used to be.
Yeah.
Hold on. $500,000.
But you're good as good once
divided by 50 jobs. So now we're paying $10,000 a job just to have somebody come here per job. Okay. So we got that going for us today. But let's move on. Let's get to the press release itself. And I hope, you know, I love, he's so cute. Fletcher saying, Joey is the Pied Piper of whatever. He's going to attract all these people. We've heard that before, too. I know he's putting a good shine on it. I understand. He's a promotion guy, too. He's a former radio guy. He knows how to do it. Okay. But so you see the whole thing. This is from the Chalupa Corridor. $500,000 incentive. Let's see, seasoned industry executives, blah, 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 Joey Rodolfo, Maya Vision, blah, blah, blah. Again, when he said Tucson is business friendly. Joey, we need to talk. Joey and I need to go out for espresso and cannoli. But when he says business friendly is, you know what that means, everybody? I can't believe they gave me this much. I can't believe they're giving me $500,000 for 50 employees. No other city in the West would give them 500 G's benefit for 50 employees. Wouldn't happen. I mean, we did $50 million for Caterpillar. So, I like this. And then you get Snell. Yeah, Joey and I started talking several months ago. And I quickly realized what a great... Get the hell out of here.
When you're not too sharp, everything looks like, you know.
So then, attack. So remember how I tell you how they use the same press release? They just kind of, mm-hmm. just change the names if they have to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's downtown, right? First paragraph, Fletcher, right? Second paragraph, Rockin' Robin, just like half these other things. Third paragraph, Sandra Watson from the Arizona Commerce Authority. Okay. Next paragraph, Lockdown Rahina. Okay. We welcome Joey and his team at WOW Studios. Downtown Tucson has a, quote, cool vibe that promotes innovation. No one doing innovations downtown. I'm sure there's a few, but please. Is Tony Ford downtown? Then maybe there's innovation. Of course, next paragraph. Huckleberry. This is an exciting economic development opportunity at the ground floor. We thank WOW Studios for their confidence and investment in Tucson. Hopefully they can provide me with a new loop bicycling outfit.
Probably.
Oh, I'm glad I brought that up. Well, thank you, Chris. You're welcome.
Be high tech, yeah.
Matt sends us this. He's watching... I think he said KOLD News, right? They used your money to buy a TV ad during election season to sell Loop merchandise. I asked him what channel. Channel 13.
Bud.
Okay. He says, why is Pima County selling Loop merchandise, and why are they buying television ads, advertisements to sell merchandise? So he sent this at 4:52, so I assume this is the 4 o'clock, 4:30 news slot. So what we need to find out is, with Ed, how much is a TV ad right now? $500,000
yeah,
a pop?
In between there, yes.
Did Chuck Huckleberry seriously spend somewhere between $5,000 and $1,000 an ad to sell stupid Loop bike jerseys? Could that be another amazing thing?
Help me.
We're just trying to get Ed out of here. You know, we're just trying to get him home in peace. And I keep doing this to him. I apologize.
No, Chuck keeps doing it to me.
So when we come back, Chris King's going to come hang out with me a little bit. Chris, of course, has been very active locally in politics. He actually got to say he led us in the Pledge of Allegiance on the Monday Trump event down at the airport. So we are going to cover a bunch of stuff. And then we have Matt confirmed it. It was in the 4 to 5 news block. So someone needs to tell me how much is an ad last week going into an election for the 4 to 5 news block on KOLD? Because it's got to be a bunch of dough. So, and back to Joey Rodolfo. Look, this place is so desperate for a win. After being led by all these losers for years, I really hope Joey makes it happen.
He probably will.
Who that?
He should be.
I don't know, probably anything.
He's a successful guy.
Yeah, if he's a successful guy, is what happens. He'll find out after half of his employees keep getting, blowing their cars out on potholes or getting mugged on the way to the office. We'll have that discussion before it's over, too. So, I hope he makes it. God bless you, Joey Rodolfo. And I can't wait to talk to you because I just want to keep saying the phrase Joey Rodolfo. Chris King's coming up. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt before the show's over. Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News is super confirmed for tomorrow's show. Also, I think she's going to be 7:30 right after Congressman David Schweikert. Ed Alexander, spin us away. Stop talking to your bookie. Let's go.